Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Sign Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me to talk about the 24th Annual Pioneer Power Antique Tractor and Gas Engine Show, Marie Gibson. How are you today, Marie?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Glad to have you on with us again. It doesn't seem like it's been a year since the last time you were on with us.
I know, time really flies when you're having fun.
There you go, and speaking of having fun, that's what's going to be happening. Things get underway this Thursday. You guys get an early start to the weekend.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
We end up with a four-day weekend.
I like that. Well, let's go talk about what's going to be happening during those 4 days. Now, the show itself is located where? Where will we find the Antique and Tractor Show?
At 302 West M55 in West Branch, and that's just west of the M33 and M55 intersection.
All right. Can't miss it, I would imagine. Now, if you're driving on M55, you're going to find it because they're going to see the big tractors and the gas engines and all that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Lots of cars.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about it. Of course, obviously, antique tractors and gas engines are going to be a big part of this show.
Right. And also with our flea market and the craft show, we have running sawmills, rope making. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we have the purse auction for the ladies to give them something to do, and that's at 12:30 each of those days.
Now, what is that again, Marie? I remember we talked about the purse auction last year, but what is that?
Well, what we do is we have people donate purses, and then we went around and we got donations from various businesses, whether it be cash or gift cards or prizes. And every purse, I've got 25 for each day. There's at least a dollar in every purse, and there could be up to a $25 gift certificate in each purse. But there's prizes and money in every one.
Wow, and so they just bid on it like an auction.
Yep. Our singing auctioneer, Dale Hafer, will be doing the purse auction.
Very good. Okay, and now what else you got going on?
Well, we have the kiddie train for the kids. We have the blacksmith shop running. And from what I understand, there might be two or maybe three blacksmiths there this year. We got ice cream shack. We've got camping, the antique vehicles. We've got a green shed museum where people have brought in old things for people to see.
Sure.
From the years past and the way we used to do things. There will be 50-50s, door prizes. And also on Saturday at 11 o'clock, we have our stock lawn tractor show, poll.
Ah.
And the registration for that is at 9 on Saturday, but the polls start at 11.
Okay. Now, Saturday also is Kids' Day, right?
Yep. And Saturday is Kids' Day. We've got the bouncy house for them. We also have the kiddie tractor poles, just like big people would do, but it's just little miniature versions. And then we have also a prize drawing for the kids 12 and under of a donated John Deere combine, a 16th scale that lights up and makes noises. And so that'll be a prize that we'll be drawing for kids. It's a free raffle they can enter.
All right, very good. So that takes up Saturday, and then you wrap things up on Sunday.
Yep, and Sunday we put down for our hours for 8 to 2, and church services are at 9. Not as much goes on Sunday. Nobody gets charged at the gate on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
They just, you know, can come in and just see what's going on and walk around, because our grounds are just beautiful.
They are. I know. I've been to the show in the past. It is. It's a great show to bring the whole family to. You know, you think of Pioneer Antique Tractor and Gas Engines, and you think, well, it's just for the guys. But no.
You know,
as you mentioned, you got stuff for the entire family every day.
We do. We do. And it's just amazing just to walk around and just look at stuff, and just the camaraderie of it is just, it's just so cool.
It is. Now, you mentioned Sunday there's no gate fee, but what is the gate fee for the other 3 days?
$5.
That's it.
Children 12 and under are free.
Nice. Did we even mention food? We got through so many things there. I'm sure you got food out there, too.
Oh, yes. We have on our breakfast menu, 7 to 10 a.m., she's got breakfast burritos this year. That's something new. And, of course, our bean soup was backed by popular demand.
Of course.
And there's other things, too, that she's got on there. And she's, our new cook, Sue, said that is guaranteed to be good food.
It sounds like it. Sounds like a good time. It starts Thursday, runs through Sunday, 24th Annual Pioneer Power Antique Tractor and Gas Engine Show, Flea Market, and Craft Show, 302 West M55 in West Branch there. And it sounds like it's going to be a great show. And Marie Gibson, Marie, we're glad you could join us today to give us all the details here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Well, thank you for having me.